Now that both party conventions are over, President Obama and Mitt Romney are in New Hampshire and Iowa today to start the final phase of their campaigns. But overshadowing their appearances is the news that the U.S. economy created just 96,000 jobs last month, less than half of what's needed for a healthy economy. The unemployment rate fell, but only because more people gave up looking for jobs, and the percentage of Americans in the workforce dropped to a 31-year low. Veteran newsman Jeff Greenfield is with us. He's a columnist for Yahoo News and the host of Need to Know on PBS. His most recent book is Then Everything Changed, Stunning Alternate Histories of American Politics. Jeff, welcome.
Good to be here.
Jeff, before these latest job numbers, some commentators were saying that the Democrats had put on a great convention and they were coming out of it with possibly more energy than the Republicans did coming out of Tampa. But to what degree do today's numbers erase any convention bump?
I think what these numbers tell you is what actually we've known for the last couple of years, which is the fundamental reality of this election is that the wind is not at the president's back as it was 4 years ago, that the economy is a, I'll keep using this weather metaphors, it's a stiff headwind. Now, I can't say, I actually am still in Charlotte just visiting family, but it's not as though all 15,000 delegates hung around or delegates and media to get the jobs report. But there's no question that when people pick up their morning paper or click on their, you know, TVs or their computers, what they're hearing is another way that the economy seems to be saying to the president, you haven't done the job. I understand, you know, that the argument is he was handed a terrible situation, which even the Republicans concede, but things are not moving the way we hoped they would and you told us they would, and all of the kind of optimism and resoluteness of the last couple of nights, which have been impressive as a political event, really do, I think, get substantially weakened by what we learned this morning.
The AP describes the jobs report as discouraging throughout. Manufacturers cut jobs. Hourly salary went down by a penny. The government said the economy had created fewer jobs over the summer than initially reported. But just before this report came out, Ben Castleman wrote in the Wall Street Journal that the bigger picture is consistent job growth, with the economy adding 150,000 jobs per month for nearly 2 years now. But is that steady improvement registering politically?
Well, you know, one of the problems with these statistics is the difference between, for instance, private sector jobs and net jobs, because there's been a big loss in the public sector. And a job loss is a job loss when you're talking about multiplier effects and whether job growth stimulates the economy. I think what we've seen, and I'll be really curious to see this number, is a consumer confidence level that is really low. It's gone between like the high 60s and low 70s. And while I don't think you can draw scientific laws from these numbers, it is true that no incumbent president, indeed no incumbent party, has been returned to the White House when consumer confidence has been anything like this. You usually need to get in the high 90s at least, and preferably over 100. So that the jobs report, it's hard to imagine it will do anything but further discourage consumer confidence, so that the statistics about job gains and job loss and how do you measure it, I think gets overwhelmed by a kind of miasma of discouragement that's been in the economy for a couple of years. Now, if I can say one thing very quickly, in an odd way, what could benefit Obama politically is if people believe things are so bad that this is the new normal and that nobody can fix it. In other words, they may say, you've let us down, President Obama, but if they think that we are in a trough that's going to be with us for years, they may not put much stock in the ability of Mitt Romney to fix it.
And that could benefit Obama.
Yeah. It's odd, isn't it, that normally, you know, pessimism hurts an incumbent, but if the pessimism is deep enough and so deeply ingrained that it's what we think the future will bring, in a kind of perverse way, it could benefit Obama by saying, well, okay, nobody can fix this for a while. Now, I would not want to campaign for re-election on the slogan, nobody can fix this.
But it's interesting psychology.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, Mitt Romney is saying that this is proof, these jobs numbers, that the president's policies haven't worked. The president, of course, is saying, I need more than 4 years to get this done. Do you think that this is the central question that undecided voters are trying to answer, whether he needs 4 more years or whether the past 4 years should have been enough?
if you're really talking about undecided voters, who by every measurement represent a sliver of the electorate, I mean, historically low, you need to keep one thing in mind. And it's hard for, I think, you know, NPR listeners to grasp this, because my guess is most NPR listeners who are undecided are poring over League of Women Voters' policy analysis of third world debt. Undecided voters, by and large, tend to be disconnected from the electoral process. They tend not to know much, and they tend not to care much. And so the challenge for Obama and Romney, rather than appealing to a kind of judicious, undecided group that is mulling over, is how do you get these people vaguely connected to the political process so they might show up and show up on your side? Which is a long-winded way, I guess, of saying that I think it's beyond just the economic numbers. The argument for the undecided is a combination of policy, very broadly determined, and then this sort of broader thing of who do I want leading the country? I don't think there's no doubt in my mind that if Mitt Romney were a better candidate, or if he could have run as the governor of Massachusetts rather than having to fight his way through a Republican primary with an increasingly conservative base, I think that Mitt Romney would be well on his way to the election.
That's veteran newsman. That's veteran newsman Jeff Greenfield. Jeff, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
You bet, Sasha.